You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Welcome to Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu. May is ready to talk to you about relationships, dating, and sex. This is the show that is inspiring and will let you be as big as life wants you to be. Now, sit back and get ready to learn and enjoy Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, May Vu.
This is May Vu, your host. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show for the reluctant, jaded, tired moms who are or want to date again. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I have a very fabulous, fun show for us tonight because I think we have a potential of something like a daytime talk show drama, you know, like a Jerry Springer kind of thing where we have a mother and a daughter and an innocent bystander. And we are going to talk about, Mom, why aren't you dating again? So I'm excited to have this conversation with my new friend, Kathy. I have not met her yet. This is the first time we talk. And her daughter is Tiffany. And my special client, Jo Ellen from Utah, are here talking about why are you not dating again? I thought, Kathy, I wanted to make it safer for you, so that's why I brought Jo Ellen on as, you know, as your confidant, because she's not dating again either. She's been avoiding that for a long time.
We're gonna be best of friends then. I just know it.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So before we totally jump into this, I see we're having fun already, is that this actually is a very common topic for most women who come to me. And, well, it's funny, they're not dating again, and yet they still come to me because there is a part of them that secretly wants to date again, but they're petrified to date again. So they start working with me and inch their way forward. So let's see what will happen tonight. So Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, how old are you? How, you know, how many kids do you have? And little stats about yourself.
Oh, that's the worst question. How old am I? No, I'm joking. I'm actually 52 years old. I don't even think my daughter knows how old I am in truthfulness.
Oh, goodness.
I say she didn't know. People don't think that I am that age, so that's always kind of fun. When Tiffany and I hang out together, they always think we're sisters or friends, which is great. I have three children. All three of my children are grown now. My oldest is 29, and then I have a 27-year-old, and then I have a 23-year-old. So, you know, they're grown. They're grown, yeah. And they're on their own, and here I am, May. So, yep,
that's me. You don't have that excuse anymore. Like, I can't put my children first, you know. But, May, I cannot date. I have to be with my children. That's gone.
No. That's true. Yep. That's exactly how it was for me. My entire life was raising my children and making sure that they knew for sure they had somebody in their lives that they could always count on and that was there for them.
Oh, Kathy, you sound adorable. Well, let me bring in your new best friend, Jo Ellen, because she has a very similar story. Jo Ellen, tell us about you. How old are you? How many kids do you have? And when was the last time you dated?
Thinking about the last time I dated, let's see, 30 plus years ago.
No,
so I am, well, I just turned 60 a couple of months ago, and I also have grown children. I've got a 27-year-old son and a 22-year-old daughter, and they don't need me quite as much as they used to.
They don't need you at all. Are you kidding?
Oh, you're so funny, Renee. But yeah, I haven't, you know, I've been divorced for a little over 8 years, and I've not done any dating in that time period. And I hadn't dated, you know, before I was with my husband, you know. So, I mean, that was the last time I dated was 100 years ago.
Yeah. And then let's bring in Tiffany. Tiffany, tell us a little bit about you and how you're related to Kathy.
So Kathy's my mom, and it was funny, I turned 29 this year, and she's like, so now I can't tell everybody that I'm 29 because you're 29. And I seriously did not know how old she was. I'm just like, yeah, she's 29. Guess we can't really use that anymore. So I'm recently divorced, and kind of dating, and I've always kind of, us kids, we always wanted our mom to date because we just wanted to be happy and have that love in her life, and she just doesn't.
She was too busy putting you first.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. And so obviously Tiffany wants you to date again, Kathy. And, you know, I think that's part of why she got you on the show. That's why I said, you know, this feels a little bit like a Jerry Springer show coming up here. Anyway, so let's just start there for a second, because I know this territory well. When I work with my clients, you know, probably at least 100, if not 1,000 reasons for why you don't date. So what are your personal favorite that why you don't date, Kathy?
Oh, for me, I am busy. I work a lot. I travel a lot now. I enjoy doing a lot of volunteer work. I enjoy being able to do things on my own when I want to do them. I am one of those type of people that if I want to curl up with a book and a hot chocolate, I will, and I don't have to worry about what anybody else wants to do or wants to where they want to be or whatever. I have dated a little, and I don't enjoy it. It's not fun. It's more of a hassle than anything else. And I just have too many goals and too many places I want to see and too many things I want to do. And right now that for me, it would just be a waste of time, I feel. I think if there's a wonderful guy out there that would be great, I'm all for that. I'm not against that. I would love to have a companion. But at the same time, it's like, gosh, I'm self-sufficient. I used to wish that my children had a father figure because their father was not a good man, and I never wanted to be in that situation again. And I'm sure that there are wonderful men out there. I just don't need one right now. I really don't. I just don't.
Yeah, I totally hear you. And this is a very, you know, common experience for a lot of women who are strong, who are up to big things, who are vivacious and have, you know, lots of interests. They're like, I'm super self-sufficient. Why do I need a man? It just feels like a man is an extra piece of luggage that you'd have to carry around.
Well, in my case, he could carry my luggage for me. I'd be okay with that. But,
right, well. Exactly. And to be honest, a lot of women do think like that about men, where it's like, well, okay, let's see, where would I put a man in my life? Well, he could carry my bags when I go do things. All right. Why else would I need them? Maybe he can give me a foot rub or, you know, well, okay, that's about the extent of it.
Yeah. Again, you know, I I do. You know, I'm the fairy tale person. I would love to have a romantic, you know, guy. And but at the same time, you know, I want somebody who wants to travel, who wants to have fun, who is intelligent, who has goals and dreams, and who likes to do charity work with me. You know, I mean, I don't know. They're just I haven't met very many like that. There are some out there, and there's some great men out there. I just haven't met one.
Not one. And Joellen, why don't you date?
Well, and I'm like Kathy, where it's not that I'm totally opposed to dating. It's just that, you know, my life is fairly peaceful right now, and I feel like if I start dating again, it's just going to be a bunch of nonsensical drama.
Aww.
You know, I'm just not wanting, I don't want that needy guy in my life. I want somebody like what Kathy wants, you know, somebody who's willing to be self-sufficient and travel and just
and
be
have
into
fun
other
with
things.
You. Yeah, right. And I hear both in Kathy and Kathy. It's like having a man is like a dead weight that she has to lug around. And for you, it's like she's gonna be needy. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will talk more about how you see men and what's possible there for you. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. And I am Mayvu, your host, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Dr. Rob Moyer is the director of the Ocean River Institute, and he is passionate about saving the ocean by helping dolphins suffering from nitrogen pollution. Nitrogen is a dangerous pollutant affecting our oceans, altering ocean ecosystems, and contributing to global warming. The Ocean River Institute provides opportunities to make a difference and encourages people to go the distance for savvy stewardship of a greater and bluer planet Earth. Partnered with organizations from Massachusetts to Florida, Alaska to the Caribbean, the Ocean River Institute's mission is to foster involvement in conservation and environmental monitoring by facilitating grassroots efforts at local and regional levels.
Hello, I'm Rob Moyer of the Ocean River Institute. Please visit our website at oceanriver.org. Sign up for free e-alerts. You may call us at 617-661-6647. Our email address is info@oceanriver. Become informed and then act with us. Thank you.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. This is Mei Vu, your host. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We are talking about why aren't you dating again? And I have with me Kathy, Joellen, and Tiffany. Tiffany is Kathy's daughter who secretly and overtly, loudly wants her mom to be dating again. And her mom's like, no, not for me, because, you know, I need a man is like, I need a hole in my head. I hear that a lot, Kathy. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it's like, I need a man is like, I need a hole in my head. So before our break, you know, when you were talking, when you both were talking about men, I hear an undercurrent, you know, a belief. Like, Kathy, you have a belief that if you bring in a man, he's going to slow you down. He's going to trip you up. He's going to be another luggage for you to carry. And Joellen, for you, if you bring in a man, you know, you don't need another needy man. So I'm guessing that that's what happened in the past, the previous relationship. Is that what's being carried over here, Joellen?
Yeah.
Or Kathy?
Okay. Yeah, for me, it definitely is.
Yeah, so it's hard to shake that image that men are going to be needy and they suck you dry. You want to just share a little highlight of what happened in your marriage? That's always fun.
I just felt like I had to carry it all. You know, he didn't want to work. He just wanted to drink and hang out at home. And so I felt like I had to carry the whole family. And if we were going to move anywhere, you know, it was going to be me lugging everybody along.
It's up to you. How about you, Kathy? What happened in your previous relationship?
Well, he wasn't needy at all. He was not a good person. And to this day, I'm still afraid of him. Mm. Very afraid of him. And he cheated on me numerous times. He was horrible to my children. He was a horrible man, and I don't ever want to be in that situation again, and I didn't want my children to be in that situation. And so for me, it was better for me to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And that was just me. I was able to keep them safe, and I don't have a reason now for not dating because I'm safe, and I'm grown, and I'm strong, and I'm fine. I just am really, truly very busy now, and the couple of guys that I've dated that have been wonderful men, they couldn't understand me being gone every other week or, you know, just being gone all the time. And I don't know. I guess I'm for it if I met the right guy, really, truly, May. I do think that I'm at a point in my life where I would be okay with that, but I am not in the same situation as Joellen, and I understand her situation. I just understand how terrified and scared and horrible he made me feel about myself, and it was a horrible time in my life, and I would not ever want anyone to go through that. And I've spent many, many, many years working with women of domestic violence to help them regain self-confidence, to help them get away from abusive relationships. I've worked with children that have been in this situation, and I work with teenagers. I volunteer every week speaking in schools and helping kids. And I did not trust for a long time. I guess that's the best thing that I can say is I did not trust for a long time.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Goodness gracious.
Oh, we made you cry on air. Thank you so much for that story. No, don't be sorry. I loved it. Thank you so much. I can feel how difficult that was in your life and how scary that was and how much it still sits on your body. It's like, wow. Yeah. So thank you for that. Tiffany, do you want to jump in and say anything? I can feel your energy.
You know, she's, you talk about strong single moms, like she was it. I mean, she's just always focused on us. And honestly, while she was saying that, I got teary-eyed because, it's hard to hear that all over again. It's hard to kind of relive that situation even as a kid growing up in that situation. And then just that reminder, like, wow, look at all the sacrifices that she made for us so that she could, you know, be there for us, like, as a single mom. Like, that's huge, too. And now that I'm a single mom and I have a little girl, and it's kind of like, okay, I need to be that strong individual for her so that when she grows up, she can say those same things about me. Like, if I turn out to be even 10% of what my mom is, like, yeah, I'll be a success.
Thank you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to find out. So what do you do when you have those sexual urges? This is a question from Tiffany, actually. So anyway, you are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. I am Mei Vu, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Certified professional coach Pamela Reeves can help you with your relationships. Motivational and image coaching are just some of the ways she can help you enhance all aspects of your life. Her book, Is It Love or Merely a Sick Attachment?, helps readers clearly distinguish healthy, loving relationships from toxic ones. Ms. Reeves has put her words into action through Ray of Hope Kenya, an international initiative that provides outreach to victims of abusive relationships there with the goal of helping them rebuild their lives and the tools to avoid abuse. Ms. Reeves operates various businesses interest through her umbrella network, Nella LLC, and credits her success to her diverse work experience. Whatever your goals, whether striking a balance, reinventing your image, or simply lifting your lifestyle, Pamela Reeves will help you achieve them. Your life, your call. Dial 410-902-5715 or email Pamela at pamrego1@verizon.net. She's also on the web at pamreeves.com and on Twitter at Pamela_Reeves.
Do you battle with weight loss? There is a solution. Founder of Weight No More Consulting, Deborah Simons, can help you lose weight safely and effectively through weight loss surgery. I know. I had the surgery 2 years ago, and I am 135 pounds lighter and medication-free. This full-service weight loss center caters to your every need as you navigate to a healthy weight following surgery. Servicing all of Canada, Weight No More Consulting takes pride in its compassionate care and guides you through each step before and after surgery. Starting with informational meetings, Weight No More Consulting educates each potential client before they decide to have surgery on the health risks of obesity and the various weight loss surgeries available. After surgery, Weight No More Consulting provides a solid support system with ongoing meetings to ensure continued success. Deborah Simons and Weight No More Consulting are committed to promoting your health and wellness through maintaining a healthy weight for life.
You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. This is Mei Vu, your host, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. So we just heard some short, brief story of what happened in the past and what get carried over into here. And so let's shift the mood a little bit. Well, actually, before we go deeper, the reason why I wanted to do this show was I wanted to honor this voice. I want to honor all the women out there who are not dating. And I wanted to make sure that they know that it's totally okay. Like, I get it. I get how difficult it was in the old relationship that you got out of, and maybe it takes you a while to heal, or to just like what Kathy said, to create a sense of safety again and to protect your children. And then or like Joellen, you know, where it was such a drain on you that you're like, why would I even want to go to that again? And that and so many other reasons, you know, the reason like I can't find the right guy, nobody's interesting to date, and you haven't gotten over your ex or whatever else. Whatever the reason is, it's valid. I get it that you need time to heal and to reclaim yourself. So by all means, if you're listening and you're not dating again, there's no shame in that. And if there's a secret little voice inside that wants a date and actually, I know that nobody wants a date. I think what you want to find, right? Like if you want to find a man as your partner, I think we should just ban the word date, because dating is not working. And really it's, if you want to find the man of your dream, then really talk to me. I can help you with that, because I can hear the wounding that needs healing inside. So let's shift the mood a little bit and let's go to like, so what do you do if you have those sexual urges, or do you have them? It's like, oh, did you have to shut it all down in order to be a good mom? Kathy or Joellen?
Joellen, please, go for it.
Yes, Joellen, what do you do with your sexuality?
I am just going to say that I can handle things perfectly well myself.
Aha! Underline the word
that's
handle.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
Do you long to be touched, to be held, to be caressed, or do you just kind of shut all that down?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't spend a lot of time there, though.
Yeah. How about you, Kathy?
You know, I don't, and May, I think it's because it's just been so long that it's just not even an issue. It's not even a thought for me. You know, if you really want to know the truth, you know, I got divorced early in 99. It took 2.5 years for that divorce to happen, and I did not date during the time that the divorce was happening. And so I started to date immediately after the divorce was over. And the last time I have had sex was December of 1999. It was New Year's Eve. And to be quite honest with you, I don't miss it.
Did you just party like it was 1999?
I did. 1999. You know how the world was supposed to end, you know, like right from 99 to 2000?
Yes.
That's what it is. Anyway, here's the thing. I don't miss it. I just don't. I don't like my feet to be rubbed. I'm ticklish. You know, I like to hold hands. I do. But I don't miss it. I really don't. I just don't miss any of it. So, sorry, May, but I don't.
No, that's okay. When you say it, what is it that you don't miss?
I don't need sex. I don't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I don't miss it.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I don't think about it. I don't dwell on it. I mean, I really don't. Now, can I sit and read a romance novel or two here or there? Yeah, you know, but I just don't miss it. I really don't.
Yeah, see, I'm going to call your bluff on that one, because if you still read romance novels, there's a part of you that wants some of this. And I get the practical part of you, you know, it's like, forget it. That's way too much work. I don't want to deal with it. But there's the romance part of you that wants to be romance, want to be taken by a hot, strong man who is capable to meet you at your level. Come on now, girlfriend. I can
Goodness gracious.
It's easier for you to shut it down than to face it, and then you just hide yourself in those romance novels.
There you go. You know? Yeah. You're good. You're good at what you do, so yeah. Not there for me.
I totally get the resistance of it, right? So, Tiffany, you want to jump in on this one?
You know, it's funny. I recently had a conversation with somebody about pornography, and I know here I am just throwing it out there, but I did, because they're like, well, what's the difference between porn and romance novels? And I'm like, I feel like I have a bigger connection with a romance novel than I ever do with porn. And it's not that, like, you know, they're fun and they're romantic and you get to learn these stories and you get to put yourself in that character's position. And then, you know, you watch porn and it's like, oh, that's an interesting position. I don't think I would do that. So I get the romance novel thing. Yeah, it's just kind of funny to hear my mom say it, though.
But here's the thing. Okay, because I am endlessly reading, you know, motivational books and professional books and sales books and things for my career. Yeah. And I love them and I take them in. But if I want a quick 1 hour, I don't have to think about it. And everybody ends happily ever after. I'm going to pick up a quick little romance book, because you know what? It does help me think that there is still, you know, romance out there, and there's still gentlemen out there. And you know what I mean? That's, you know,
yeah. Totally. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show, even though I think we should get rid of the word dating. I am Mayvu, your host. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We'll be right back.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomenon while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
We are back. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. And I am Mayvu, your host. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. If you have not seen my book, you really should check it out, The Divorced Mom's Guide to Dating. It's a doozer. If you are ever confused about dating and wrestling with, you know, how come I keep attracting the same patterns of men? Or why aren't there the kind of guys that I want? How do I get a man to treat me the way I want them to treat me? Read my book. It's on Amazon.com. Anyway, we were talking about why is it that you're not dating? And we've heard the reason why: previous relationship, previous wounds that left on you. We talked about don't want to take on another man who's needy in your life. And really, basically, I think one of the toughest part for a woman who hasn't been dating to decide to date again is to really look at what's in it for her. And so far, I'm not hearing anything that you guys are seeing that's what's in it for you, right? I hear if you date again, you lose your freedom. If you date again, you have to take care of somebody you don't want to. If you date again, you have to lug them around like an extra luggage. If you date again, it stops you from doing what you want to do. And then you might have to even get into that vulnerable state again. And we just started tickling on the part about, yeah, but there's a quiet longing inside. You know, if not, you would never pick up a romance novel. To be honest, I hate romance novel. I find them cheesy, boring, and they really just, they mess your mind up. You know, they set up this illusion of grandeur that, you know, this man who can read your mind and can come in and grab you and take you and you know, like almost close to rape, but it's not rape because it feels so good. You know, it's just kind of crazy psycho drama that we do. so that's what I think about romance novel. But it does speak to the truth is every woman wants to be met by a man. Every woman wants to be taken by a man, want to be with a man that they respect, that they that they're turned on by them, and that can be strong enough to show us that they've got us, they've got our back, and that they're there for us. and they chose us. So I totally get that. And I actually know, I mean, this is my job in the world, right? To help women create that in their life. And I have done it over and over and over again. And I see that it is possible. And what really stops it from happening is really in your brain. It's your own resistance to having it, your own denial that you want it, and then your own fear that if you come close to it, you would be too vulnerable. So can we touch that a little bit? Can we talk about the vulnerability of this? You know, like, what's it like for you to even think about being intimate with a man again, Joellen?
Well, I guess it feels like I'm going to have to give up a lot of myself.
Mm.
That's what my initial feeling is.
Yeah.
Seems like it's going to come at a price.
Right. That's how you have been trained in the past. That's what you've been experienced in the past, is you had to give up a lot of yourself in order to be with a man or to have a man.
Yes. And that's true. That's true.
That's in the past. I know that it's not true going forward. In fact, I had to overcome that myself, you know, and what I discovered, this is my stat, right? I went from knowing one man intimately and then married him all my life, and then after 18 years in that marriage I broke free of that, and I went from one man to 35 men in 3 years, so that I can have a good data base to work from. And what I really had to discover was, oh my gosh, I don't have to lose myself to be in relationship with a man. In fact, it's better if I don't lose myself. I don't have to lose my freedom. In fact, having the right man with me add more to my life, bring more things to my life than I can do to myself. So that's when it become convincing to me to entertain the idea of having a man. So what would it take for you to shift, Kathy, to, like, you know, see that having a man will support you?
Well, honestly, I understand where you're coming from. I really do, and I know what you're saying. I just don't see it. I don't want to sit and negotiate. If I want to go see a movie, I don't want to sit and negotiate. If I want to go to a concert, I don't want to sit and negotiate over what's for dinner. I just, for me at this point in my life, life is too short. I mean, I had cancer 2 years ago. I was told I was going to die. I'm still alive, and I have got so many places I want to go and see and do that I'm excited about life right now. I really am. And you know, I mean, I did meet a wonderful, handsome guy on the airplane, and he has a farm, and he raises cattle, and I'm so into that, and I would so love to be a part of that life. I really would. But, yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, you know, the couple of guys I've dated here, you know, they're working 60 hours a week, 80 hours a week, and they want me to be home when they're home, and I can't give that to them right now. Not right now. There's too many places I want to visit and go and see and do and travel to and experience. And I just, life is too short right now, and I just want to do it all. And I don't know that having a man is going to make that any better at this point. I really don't.
Yeah.
There may be somebody out there that has that same intense drive and understands life's too short, and, you know, let's live life and have some fun and, you know, compliment each other and, you know, truly be there for each other and be able to have some wonderful conversations. But I haven't met him. If you want, you know, if you just want me to be blunt, at this point, I haven't met him. And, not saying he's not out there and not saying I'm not open to it. I'm just saying that at this point in time, I'm trying to get as much done and as much seen and as much as I can into my life now. You know, it's my time. Yeah. It's finally my time. My kids are grown. It's my time.
Oh, congratulations on getting to your time. Yeah. You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. I am Mayvu, your host, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. We're taking a short break.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
You are listening to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. I am Mayvu, your host, and we are talking about dating with men and why a lot of women don't date. And so if you were to date Kathy and Joellen, and I know, Tiffany, you are dating, what do you like the most about men? What intrigue you or what turns you on about them? Kathy?
Well, gosh, there's so much I like about men. I like independent men, men that have jobs.
That is good.
I mean, you know, come on. I like supportive men. I really like men that are like active in their communities, that, you know, that care about other people. That just turns me on right there. You know, I mean, just, kind men, gentlemen. I am really a softie for gentlemen. You know, I love what you said, May, but boy, I'll tell you what, I'm one of those Disney happy ever after kind of girls. And I believe that, you know, there are princes out there. And I think that's kind of what I'm looking for. So, you know, again, I like intelligence. I think intelligence is attractive to me. Yeah. I really like hard workers. Like I said, I met a gentleman that he has a ranch and he, you know, has corn and cows. And I just find that kind of like, you know,
a
cool.
Turn on.
I do, actually. I really do. But I like gentlemen. I really do like the old-fashioned gentleman manners. I don't like the guy that's going to text me and, hey, let's hang out. I'm not from that generation. And, you know, I don't appreciate that. I want the romance, and I want the honesty, and I guess that's what I want. And you know, May, I mean, I have so much respect for you after taking a look at your book and your website and everything. And I believe that if there's anybody that could make that happen for me, it would be you. So, yeah, go ahead and work your miracles, hon.
Well, you know, I don't do anything unless I have gone through it myself. And so I did, you know, I was married to actually a really nice guy, but our marriage became like really stalled and dead for some reason. And then after that, I just broke through and woke up and really started experimenting and had to find out what it is. Who am I in relationship to love, sex, and marriage, you know, all these pieces in there. And so I had to pull it all apart so I can understand it for myself. And that's why I said, you know, I had a 35 men in 3 years experience so that I can really have a large data point for myself to really understand what is real and what is made up in my head. And right. I am with a man exactly what you are describing. You know, he's a gentleman, and I actually realized that I actually don't want a prince. I want a king. I want a king that I can respect. When you have a prince on your hand, he's charming. Everybody likes him, but a prince is no good to us. They're not strong enough to meet us where we want to be. You want a king, Kathy. So that's what I want for you, is a king that will take you and provide for you and support you and travel with you around the world as you do your exploration and your volunteering work. And you know, he's on the same mission with you. It's totally doable. And it's very exciting when you have that. Very rewarding.
Right. Right. I absolutely agree with you, May.
Yep. And Tiffany, what do you find hot about a man?
So my initial thing is I automatically look at their hands. Like, their hands are strong. And this is not made in a sexual way, guys. Get your head out of the clouds.
I know,
yeah,
right?
Because it's like, does my hand fit in theirs? Are they going to be kind enough to hold it often? And then, like, are they comforting enough that, like, their hands can hold a lady, but also, now we're getting dirty, but also, you know, get it, you know, tell me what to do when it needs to happen. but my first thing is hands.
I have something to say about hands. So when you look at a man's hand, you know, aside from the strong hands and all that stuff, there's also one little detail that you all should be looking for. Do you know what that is?
A wedding ring?
Well, that's obvious. That's obvious. You should look for how long his fingernails are. And do you know why?
Why is that?
Oh my gosh, honey. If he's not paying attention to the length of his fingernails, and if he's got his finger inside you, that's going to cut like heck, right? You want him to trim that thing. There's a chin, you know, like an indication. Okay, you know what you're doing. So.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Oh my goodness. Marilyn, what do you find hot about a man? Joellen?
Did you say me? Well, and I'm also, you know, all about a gentleman. Although my ex-husband was a gentleman, like, up until we got married. Mm. So
that can be tricky then.
Yeah, that is, it's a little trickier, but
yeah.
But I also like to see like a spark of life in their eyes, like they're just really enjoying themselves.
Yeah,
because a lot of and I'm looking for somebody close to my age. I don't want to date a 30-year-old guy. And a lot of men, by the time they, you know, get close to 60, they look done. I'm not interested in that.
Joanna, do you remember what you said a long time ago when we first started working together?
Like you just needed to have teeth?
Yes! Well, I would like him to have his full teeth. And I'm like, Joellen, I want much more for you than just teeth.
That's good. Well, I like that trait.
You are listening to my life, love.
Found others.
And we are talking about men and what turns you on. We are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, and I am Mayvu, your host.
Baby boomers face many challenges, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself in order to stay on top. Sharon Ball, nurse practitioner and Christian life and wellness coach, can help. Sharon has written a book called Reinventing Yourself Today, and it can help you through the pangs of changing the course of your life. Whether you are looking to stay on track with new goals, a sensible program to help you shed unwanted pounds, or a full kick-butt life reinvention, Sharon can work with you. Follow your passions and live each day according to your dreams, and free yourself from the expectations of others. Sharon comes from the heart and shares her own personal journey to reinvention with her clients. Other self-help books inspired her, but few gave her the steps to improve her life, so she created a plan that works. Stress no more. Let Sharon Ball open the door. Sign up for a complimentary life reinvention consultation today at tinyurl.com/get-started-for-free for more of what life has in store.
Hi, my name is Myra Fox, and I am a survivor. I am the founder of the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation and the author of a series of books entitled I Survived a Murder Untold, which tells the story of my sister and I who were abandoned and left in the care of a woman who beat us repeatedly. Unfortunately, it resulted in the death of my sister, Castle Lewis, which is revealed in a page-to-page chilling story. After spending time in the foster care system, I've documented my suffering and my loss, and ultimately, my survival. I'm blessed to work daily in my community and surrounding areas to give back by helping others and feeding the homeless. I want to spread awareness of the dangers of abuse. You can purchase my books and contribute to the Castle Lewis I Survived Foundation by visiting www.castlelewis.com, or you can call us at 540-999-8401. Thank you.
You are listening live to Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show. I am Mayvu, your host, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. Oh, it has been such a fun conversation with you guys. Thank you so much for being here. And so what is your plan around a man in the next 5 years? Like, if you can have exactly what you want, what would you like, Kathy?
I will probably end up meeting him on an airplane, more than likely. And he's probably going to live either someplace where it's really green and beautiful or near a beach or something, because that's my ultimate goal, is to move someplace green or near a beach. Or it might be my farmer, you know?
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, great. You can have them both. You can have both of them. You know,
right?
Exactly.
I'll have them all.
That's right. You had cancer, so you get to do things, you know, out of the box.
Thank you. I think so too.
How about you, Joellen?
Well, I don't think I want to deal with two. So, I don't know what I want in the next. I guess somebody who's pretty independent, somebody who doesn't want me to be in their life so I can take care of them.
Of course.
I think it needs maybe the other way around.
Yeah. Keep going. You're doing great. This is just like that teeth conversation again. Keep going, Joanne. You can have more than a man with teeth. You can have more than a man who doesn't need you. What else does he come with?
He comes with a sense of humor.
Yes.
He doesn't have, you know, I mean, if he plans to be dead in 5 years, then I don't want to meet him.
No, so. I don't want you to meet him either.
You know, and he's got to be interested in traveling, and and he cannot be intimidated when I need time by myself.
Yeah, like he gets excited about that. Absolutely. And did you know that I just tricked both of you into saying that you want a man in the next 5 years, so that way you will create it?
You're good.
You know, because when you say it, then you're going to create it, and you said it. It's like, look, you do want a man that could meet you and could give you the freedom and the support and the joy and the house on the beach somewhere, and to go do big things in the world with you, to go explore and have fun. You get to have it exactly the way you want it. Your job is to just keep speaking it in a way that is possible, rather than speak it in a way that is doubting, that challenges that the reality of that. So allow it to happen. It's okay. You have nothing to lose here. So I personally want it for you that you do have someone who is your companion. I like to call my man my ideal companion. You know, we go and travel around the world together. We go on road trips. He's there to support me and my work. And he gets on my stage and he talks and he loves all my clients and everything. I'm just like blown away of what is possible. And he promised he's got 30 more years left in that body. So that's where we're going, ladies. You can have what you want. This is Hot Life, Hot Love, the Dating Again radio show, where you will have what you want if you just let yourself speak it. I am Mei Vu, your host, and we are live on BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radios. Thank you, ladies, for being here today.
You've been enjoying Hot Life, Hot Love with your host, the irrepressible Mei Vu. Tune in next time when May helps you navigate the tough road after divorce, talks about how you can build relationships and put your life back together so you too can have a hot life and hot love. Join your host, May Vu, next time on Hot Life, Hot Love.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.